Welcome everybody to another episode of Chris and Dave's Reality TV Cast. I'm one of your hosts, Chris, and my co-host and very good friend is Dave.
Hey there, Chris, and hello to all listeners out there. Welcome to Chris and Dave's Reality TV Cast. We are covering Love Island UK Season 10, Episode 37. Now, Chris, where would you like to start today?
Well, Dave, I've got to say, we've slated Katie and she's done absolutely fuck all on toast and she's done nothing. She simply toasts Molly and Zach and all hell broke loose for a few minutes. And I couldn't work out why they were so arsy. And it was more Zach than it was Molly, really. I just couldn't work it out. I was like, what is it? Was Katie being subtle? Was she getting a little dig in there? I didn't really think she was. I think she was just, I don't know. Maybe she was and I read it wrong. But either way, Zach and Molly, a pair of fucking bellends, Dave. Absolute pair of bellends. And they're forcing these two on us, aren't they? All the time. I cannot be doing with either of them for being honest. And I've got to say it. I've kept my mouth shut, Dave, all the way through. His fucking accent's getting on my nerves. That is not his real voice. He's a prick. Yeah. And it annoys me. Because what's going to happen when they have kids? Are they all going to be like, yo, bro? He's like, it's bullshit. It's just absolute bollocks. And they won't be together anyway to have kids, but... But just gets on my nerves, Dave. He's got no chat, a fuck all. And it's just, honestly, it just pissed me off. It was great to watch. It just pissed me off. I was like, oh, come on, get over your fucking self. What are they calling it? We're closed off. That's the new buzzword. Last season was test. Hell. This season's fucking closed off. Fuck off.
Well, we're coming in hot today, clearly. So now I think, Chris, we are probably not the best people to get into the motivation of Katie, because I think that was very fucking deliberate. But these are kind of the games that girls kind of play a little bit better than the boys do, because when Molly said to Katie, you know, oh yeah, we're closed off, you know what I mean, Zach? We just don't want to make a big thing of it, you know? It's not like we're on a fucking reality TV show, is it? You know, we just want to keep it quiet. Just between us, the two of us. Katie knows exactly what's going on. She knows that Zach does actually not know about this fucking exclusive thing or closed off or whatever the fucking hell label they want to put on it. So she knew exactly what she was doing there and chucked in a cracking grenade right in the middle of it. Now, to be fair, the reaction was a bit weird. Like, it seemed to, almost sort of a mini kickoff, really, wasn't it? I don't know if there was some stuff that we didn't see that was cut. But, you know, Katie was like, oh, I shouldn't say anything. I'm like, fuck off. You knew that was a pure manipulation. And I doff my cap to thee for doing it. But, you know, don't give the fucking innocent, oh, I was just trying to be nice. I mean, you were only bitching about them yesterday, but you were just unprompted trying to do a nice thing, weren't you, Katie? So, no, I thought it was brilliant. Now, sure enough, you know, it turns out Zach doesn't know anything about this. Molly's like, well, yeah, but, you know, we haven't said the words. You know, the way that we human beings like to communicate with generally words, especially when you get to nuance things like, are you closed off? Are you together? Are you this? Are you fucking that? Whatever. I thought, honestly, Zach had a bit of an overreaction. I agree with the chat, by the way. There's just nothing there for me. I mean, he's clearly got something about him. I don't know, because like,
maybe we can't see what he's got, Dave.
Maybe he's got to tuck it into his sock. But a lot of the girls seem to go for him. So, you know, it's undeniable. It's not like he's fucking parked in the corner with no female attention at all. So...
So, Sorry, go on.
It's all right. No, so I think that's it really for them too. I don't know where they kind of go. I said the other day they're not getting much airtime, but I feel like that's a deliberate ploy by the producers. I think they've heard the feedback. It's not the Zach and Molly show. You know, Molly in particular seemed to be getting preferential treatment. Well, the public don't like that, so the producers have toned it down a little bit. But, you know, they'll put them front and center soon, you know, again, to give them a good run through to the final.
Trying to compose myself because this is going to go bad. I'm going to be looking at fucking Zach's fucking crotch all night tonight. Right, anyway, I will say, going off this subject very quickly, like this big thing about Scott online and you know, all this like conjecture and all this bullshit. I don't know where it's got. They all love him. And there's stuff with Catherine. And, you know, Catherine, since we get on great, you know, I know she brought Elon back, but it was obviously the right decision. Well, we'll talk about Elon actually, because I think he literally missed an open goal at one point in this episode. But I don't get it with Scott Davies. He's a good looking lad. I don't understand why he's getting this fanfare, not from a looks point of view, because he's a really good-looking lad. However, I just don't think, I think he's another one like Zach. He's got nothing going on. You know what I mean? Honestly, I say it all the time. I know I've said it a few times, but he's got the fucking personality of an ironing board. He's got nothing going on. He's absolutely stiff as a board. He's wooden. I don't get it. So I don't know where that's come from. And we need to talk about what happens later on, definitely, because there's some fucking bollocks going on here, because he definitely should have been one of the ones going.
Yeah. The one thing I'd say is I think Mitch is more of a bell end than he is.
Well, yeah.
So he doesn't have to be Mr. fucking Smooth, does he? He doesn't have to be the world's greatest chat-up artist. I just think he has to be a bit better than Mitch at this moment. And I think, as I said, yeah, I think anyone who spends any time with Mitch, sooner or later, they realize he's a bit more of a bell end than he first appears to be. So I think I don't understand media, but I'll take your word for that. I've not seen it myself. But yeah, I'm okay with the triangle and seeing how that plays out, to be fair. I want to see where that goes, because, you know, Molly sort of gave Mitch all the right advice, I thought. You know, she said to him, you know, just sort of keep, let her talk to Scott, and, you know, don't say exactly how you're feeling, you know, just play it this way, play it cool. And then she comes over, Abby, and Mitch is like, yeah, you were talking for ages, and I felt it was disrespectful. It's like, did you not listen to anything? Do you not remember? It was but weeks ago that you basically chased Molly away and you gave her an ultimatum and then fucking cut your own legs off because she ran off to Zach, you know, whereas before that she was open to getting to know both of you. So, yeah, I think Mitch is going to do the same. I think he's going to spit his dummy and then Abby's going to end up going with Scott.
Yeah, and you're right, actually. It's a good point. You know, Mitch has said to the guys have called Mitch out for his behaviour. He's, you know, little bit of conniving, a little bit of dastardly work in the background. You know, we've talked about him a few times. It's great watching him, Dave, because he always says, it's part of the game. But when it's actually happening, and I'm sure everyone would be the same, you still have that little bit of indecisiveness is creeping in with him. So he isn't thinking himself. He's got no room to talk. She can do what she wants at the end of the day. There's not really anything going on with him. I know after the chat with Scott, he was in the pool together and they were cuddling and all that. But I think that's more him than her. He wanted that reassurance off her, but still, I think you're right. He's more of a bell end than Scott, but it's just a dick. I mean, he survived for 6 weeks now. How? I do not know. I honestly don't know.
I think he gets the Hugo Award, doesn't he? You know, he's just hanging around for some reason that we don't really understand why.
Yeah, I think so. He's just everyone's friend, isn't he? I think by the looks of it. And And I want to talk about Summer, Dave. And I know we said this before. We are two middle-aged white guys. So it's a bit, you know, we've got the same things happened again on this episode. So first of all, Elon starts giving Catherine this ridiculous random speech as if he was going to bin her off, as if he knew someone was coming in. Didn't understand that. They kissed and made up. It all looked so genuine as a couple. But ultimately, we get the shock, you know, vote off, and it's Elon and Catherine again. You know, it's a couple, two people of colour and who have been kicked off. And it's like, I don't get it. Scott should have gone, Dave, 100%. And I'm not just saying it because it happens every time on Love Island, doesn't it? Every time. Mm. And I know, like I say, we're not in a position really to discuss that, but you can clearly see what's going on again on the show. So obviously, if people are sort of harbouring something because of this weird Scott thing online, and they're like, well, Catherine's done, you know, the dirty on him, that's why she's voted off. That's fine in the context of the game, but it's the same thing again. It was a great shock and a great twist how it happened. Everyone was sort of sat separately, Dave, which was a bit strange. Everyone was talking independently. I think bar one couple, maybe two couples together, but everyone else seemed to be isolated. And then it happened. It's like they told them where to sit. Something's about to happen. However, I did like the plot twist of it, but I know it's a difficult thing to maneuver, but I just find it again, it's another question mark over the viewing public and the voting public.
But the vote can be whatever it is, right? And the results come out how they come out, but it's the way they were just jettisoned straight away. And the fact is, this happens again and again, where you do see people of color just, they don't get that like second chance. They don't get that like, okay, the Islanders are going to choose which, you know, one of you is going to stay and one of you is going to go, or anything like that. It's just like, off you fuck, you know, out the villa. And so I guess there's a small chance, but I know it's not really a chance. But, you know, the thing they did with Molly where, you know, she went off and then she came back and stuff. And there's a small chance maybe that Elon and Catherine will come back like that. But I think that's very, very unlikely. And, yeah, I just think in isolation, like you say, it's just a couple, isn't it? It's just, you know, they've got voted off and, you know, they play fast and loose with the rules anyway. You're not quite sure. Are they going to keep them? Are they going to go? Are they going to have to recouple? They change the rules however they want. But it's the fact that it's like a trend. It happens again and again. And, yeah, so that's why, you know, I just have to call it out.
Yeah, we have to. But and I think, obviously, they've gone. I say, for the show, we've asked for some different things. That happens. It's a great twist. Everyone's like, oh, my God, you know. But then we do get three couples there, don't we? And that's going to go, we're going to see that at the start of the episode, you know, tonight. So it's slightly different again, the way they've done it. So, I mean, I like the twist of just literally voting someone off. Like I say, it was all there. Everyone was sat sort of independently. However, they obviously didn't know what was going to happen. So I went with it and I was happy that there was a shock. Then obviously that come off the back of it, which like I say, I don't really agree with in that respect. However, we're going to get down to like a few couples and we've got Ella who's coming in, who's actually, Dave, plot twist, an ex of Ty. Who, you know, so that's all been come out since like they've shown at the end of the episode. So you know what's coming here. The producers are going, oh,
what a bunch of arseholes. An absolute bunch of shit houses, and I love it. I can't wait. Because even if Ty is truly closed off, my God, Ella is not going to be happy with that. So yeah, honestly, bring it on.
Honestly, it'll be good that whatever happens, because that is, you know, they're closed off allegedly, Dave. Let's see. I don't think Ty's closed off at all. If this is, because what I don't understand, obviously, they're both exes for a reason, aren't they? But when they come in, she's definitely getting that whisper in her ear. You need to make a play. Go on. I don't know how she's going to enter the villa, whether she comes straight in, just walks in, and was like, oh my God. And Ty's like, that's my ex, you know, Gemma Owens style, Dave, from last series. Or it's going to be, I'm going to go on a date. And then she asked for Ty. and then he doesn't twig it's his ex sort of thing. So I don't know how he's going to play, but I'm really looking forward to it again because it's wrong, but it's also so right because we know what's going to happen next.
I was trying to think, was Ty one of the ones, was he saying, you know, he's not been in a relationship before? Was he one of those? I remember he was saying Ty, about the
100, Dave, 100, 100 people. He
the pulling and shagging. That was the comment, wasn't it? So, you know.
Yeah, he's
been busy. He shouldn't have been his ex for that long.
That's what I mean. He's already said that. And you're right, Ash. That's a very good point. He actually said he slept with over 100 women, but he's had no relationship. That was what he said. So if she's coming in and says she's an ex-girlfriend, I think someone's selling a few porky pies there. And I'd lean more to the hundred fucking notches he's got on his bedpost, apparently. So I don't believe that for a minute.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like an exclusive club.
Dave, you know, 100 people you've slept with, fucking dipping his dick in fucking Viagra. 100 people, come on. Fucking, he's about 22. Fucking bollocks. You know what I mean?
How do you remember everyone's name?
Exactly. When we've had this before, and we love it. I've slept with 300 people. Bull fucking shit. There's Miss Piggy flying past my fucking window today. What a load of bollocks. Absolute nonsense, this shit. And it's all that boasting crap, isn't it? I'm not saying he hasn't. You know, he obviously has had a lot of one-night stands from what he's saying, and like, if it's true. But why would you tell people, Dave, as well? So let's see, because I am looking forward to that, but being honest, Dave. So have you got anything else, Dave, before we finish off?
No, I think that's it. I'm just looking forward to, like I say, what happens with the triangle with Scott and Abby and Mitch. I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, what is there going to be more of a fallout? Is Molly's kind of declaration that they're exclusive going to push Zach away a little bit? You know, that could be a possibility. But the best thing is going to be Ty's ex walking in, no doubt.
Pair of bastards, aren't we, mate, can't we?
Grade A wankers.
Yeah, big time. Badge of honour. So thank you, everyone, again. As always, please email us with stuff we said. If you agree, disagree, any sort of perspective, we'd love taking it on and talking about it. So thank you as well, guys. So cdrealitycast@gmail.com. We follow us on social media at cdrealitycast. As always, Chris and Dave's Reality TV Cast on Facebook. And if you do get a chance, please drop us a review on your podcast catching app, guys. Good, bad, indifferent, it doesn't matter. Just review the show. We love reading them out. It helps us get up there on the charts for different shows. And we want to be the number one Love Island podcast, Dave, because we're number two. And we've been number two for ages, but we know we're number one, Dave. Not that my ego's getting in the way of it, Dave, but there you go. So,
it's a tall mountain to climb, that one, but yeah.
I know it is. Anyway, as always, please go to patreon.com/CD Reality Cast if you want to support us a little bit more. So thank you so much, guys. Today's roll call of honour is, and it wasn't CD Reality Cast, Dave, what am I talking about? It's patreon.com/CD Reality Cast. Come on, Chris. I'm still thinking of Zach's package, Dave. I don't know what's happened. It's got me all aflutter. I'm going to be absolutely beady-eyed tonight. Wondered what the attraction is. If I see it, I'll report back, Dave. I don't know what Sam's going to say when I say that. But anyway, I'll be watching.
Knob watch.
Oh, she's looking over as I say this, Dave. So I'll have to... Anyway, the roll call of honour is Amanda, Larissa, Helen, Macy, Nicola, Emma, Fiona, Cassie, Megan, Kate, Maggie, Kristen, Zoe, Gillian, Keith, Helen, Brianna, Chloe, Noreen, Joanna, Libby, Katie, Dee Dee, Susan, Tracy, Lauren, Lucky Lulu Green, and Ken Gustafson. So thank you so much, guys, for all your support. Amazing stuff again. Dave, we are powering through, my friend. We're on to week 6 pretty soon. We're nearly there. We are nearly there, my friend.
It's coming up to the end quite quickly, isn't it? So we'll be at your favourite bit soon, Chris. We'll be at the baby game, no doubt. But hopefully we've still got a little bit of drama before then. Now, if you do, if you are outside the UK and you maybe want to pretend that you're like in the UK, you can use VPNs. And so if you go to the episode show notes, you should be able to click on that. And that's our affiliate link. And if you sign up, I think there's still a discount. Maybe might run out. But yeah, that's with NordVPN. So, you know, maybe give that a go and help out the podcast.
One. Thank you for all your support, guys. So, Dave.
Awesome.
we ride off into the sunset once again.
Thank you very much, sir. Thanks to all our listeners out there. Thanks to all our supporters. And we'll speak to you next time.
Bye.